At Bellway, we're putting your dream home centre stage with HomeFest, a summer celebration of brand new homes. Come along to Belmont Park, Cooper Square or Huntercombe Walk in the Thames Valley to explore our show-stopping 1, 2 and 3 bedroom homes and discover more about HomeFest with up to a 5% deposit contribution that could save you thousands. Search Bellway Thames Valley to find your new home this summer. Selected plots only. T's and C's apply.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, let's dive in and see what's trending here nationally and locally, of course. Some of the national stuff. I guess the Powerball jackpot is set to soar to $750 million for tonight's drawing.
Okay.
10th largest prize in Powerball history, so nobody won it over the weekend. I should go buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Do you want to divide all that too, Katie Ketch?
We
all go
not?
In and do like 10 tickets each?
I think that's a great idea.
And then we'll win and you'll never see us again.
You got to be in it to win
poof.
It.
Gonzo.
No, we'll all just be out at lunch money.
Yeah.
Seriously. On the heels of that, there's this dude in South Carolina who purchased 162 identical tickets for a pick four lottery drawing. Struck gold. He hit it. $811,000.
Oh, my God.
He said he had a hunch. He just had a hunch. He had a feeling that the numbers 1, 7, 3, and 1 would be the four lucky numbers. He spent about $340 on tickets, and it hit.
What kind of time-traveling concoction did he work up?
Know.
That's got to be just had a feeling. Yeah, right.
Seems like an inside job here to me. I don't know. Yeah, had a feeling. Spent almost $400 on tickets, and then walked away with $811,000. Good for him.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
I mean, sure, but exactly.
A jerk.
That last part.
He's a jerk. This isn't really a shock anymore, but did y'all see Britney Spears' butt on Instagram over the weekend?
Which time?
Did, yeah.
Yeah, she is always putting her booty up there.
Yeah.
Oh,
just standing
gosh.
In front of a window this time. She's on vacation, I guess, and there she is, just arms stretched up high, and there's her butt.
Yeah,
there isn't
much she hasn't shown us at this point on Instagram. I'm not kidding. Like, she gets on Instagram, and she'll start dancing, and things will start slipping out. Like, it gets... Oh, yeah. Brittany's
yes.
a good time on Instagram.
Yeah. I've watched a few of those videos. Like, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
What's
she's twirling around so fast.
So much, right?
Bound to fall out somewhere, you know? Like, my goodness.
She looks like me when I get out of the shower and put a towel around me and start dancing. If Nicole's in the bathroom, I'm like... Dun, dun, dun.
You do twirls like that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I do. Just like, oh!
I can picture that so clearly.
Whoopsie!
Jer living his best life.
On my towel dancing journey, you guys. Oh, my God. Parents, is anyone else sick of this K-pop Demon Hunters?
I can't anymore.
I guess it had a great box office over the weekend. They released it into theaters. It pulled in like $20 million or something, which is pretty darn good for just this goofy random movie. It's Netflix's first ever number one theatrical release, because this is a Netflix show. Since its streaming debut on June 20th, it's pulled in over 210 million views, making it Netflix's second most watched original ever. The songs from this goofy animated show have become essentially summer anthems for a bunch of little girls around the country.
Do I have some? Yeah, Josh pulled me some audio. This one right here, it's a song called Golden. My God, I've heard it about 9 million times in my house.
We're going up, 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 it's our moment. You gotta get it, we're going. Gonna be golden.
Oh, oh God. Dang, hit those high notes.
Seriously, right?
Jeez.
It's catchy.
It's catchy.
It sounds like something we'd play on this station,
honestly.
It is
catchy, but you're right. Like, the ninth time you hear it one day, it'll start just stabbing your ears.
In my house, it's, hey, Alexa, sing Golden by K-pop Demon Hunter.
Those K-pop artists, though, can sing.
Yeah.
I mean, both the guys and the girls. Like, they're insane. Which is so funny. Let me say this. You guys have kids much more actively in your lives. Like, Katie, with your friends that have kids, and then, Jer, your own kids.
Yeah.
I have never heard of K-pop Demon Hunters until today.
It's
massive, man. It's massive.
So I looked it up to pull some of that audio, and yeah, it is everywhere. Yeah. But I don't have kids actively in my life, so I'm like,
so you won't get it. Yeah.
No, but
yeah,
you guys were. I was like, what are we talking about? Yeah. Then I looked it up.
Count
and I was
your
like,
blessings.
Oh, this
so
is huge.
Songs. That one, Golden. There's one called Your Idol and Soda Pop. They're charting worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one I just played, Golden, reached number one on Billboard's top global 200. So it's number one on the top global songs right now.
Which is funny that we're not playing it because it is our type of music. Well, like you said,
like
I'd
last
be surprised
night,
if we don't
give it
24 future.
Hours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Nick Nack was like, "You should be playing this on your show." Like I was like, "Please don't put that."
I know. Please don't make
Big Rob's ear. Please don't. Please don't make that happen. But again, like incredibly recognizable to all the families and kids listening this morning. But anyway, this K-pop Demon Hunters is popping on Netflix. I tried to watch it. I fell asleep. It's truly not for me. Like,
no.
It is.
Well, it's a cartoon, isn't it?
It's like, it's
kind
of those animated
anime,
cartoons.
Yeah.
If you come in and said, I watched the best movie this
you
weekend,
guys have to watch K-pop Demon Hunters. OMG.
I'd be like, are you still drunk from that wedding?
Hit the high note, Jer.
Just a little bit more.
It's catchy. I'm not going to lie. I know
it's
you guys have
catchy.
Heard it a bunch.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
No, yeah. The first time,
I
kind of
like it.
Yeah,
I was bopping my head.
Maybe.
When I throw on my 90s alternative, this is quite shocking to me when that comes on right after, you know, my Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my God. What is that? Anyway, so yeah, like my daughter and her two little girlfriends are already picking out their costumes for Halloween, and they're going to be these Demon Hunter girls.
We're going to slay demons.
Yeah. So
good
anyway,
for them.
That's going on, you guys. Okay, Josh, we got some sports stuff. Let's do that real
quick. Yeah, we do. Well, it is finally officially over, the NFL preseason. Thank God. That felt like it lasted forever. And guess what? Your Broncos had the number one offense and defense throughout the entire preseason. They also won all of their preseason games. That makes it seven in a row. So going back years now, they've won seven preseason games in a row, and they're crushing it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with the regular season. I know because they didn't play their starters all that often. But having the number one defense and offense, that is a good omen or a good sign to what could possibly happen.
I'm excited.
This,
that's a franchise record, right? The seven
it
preseasons?
Is. Yes.
Okay.
It is. And I know like everyone's
good
like, well, it's preseason, it doesn't matter. But no, it is. That's something that builds positive momentum going into a regular season. It builds confidence for the players. And they are going to be going down and cutting down some players because they're going from the 90 players to the 53-man roster. Okay, good news. Bo Nix made the 53-man roster.
Okay,
good for Bo.
Yes.
That's good news for them.
I believe. Do you believe, Jer?
It's a game of inches, Katie.
I'm going to touch on the Rockies real quick.
I'm watching K-pop.
Yeah, I was like, Katie. Like,
I'm not really focused on Bo Nix.
Move on from that.
And his eyebrows.
He's not in your search history?
Nah, I would no, but K-pop Demon Hunters.
There you go. Yeah. Well, that's good. The Rockies
different
have,
world over here.
As of yesterday, your Colorado Rockies have been officially eliminated from playoff contention, which is one
shocking.
Of the earliest in MLB history, because usually it doesn't happen in the month of August, which is slightly embarrassing. But go Rockies. And then my final thing, my final story that I have for you today, Kobe Bryant is actually having a film made about him. We all know he met his tragic death with his some of his family. In 2020 at the age of 41 during that helicopter crash. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, it's kind of ironic that the story came out. Yesterday was 8/24, which is known as Kobe Bryant Day because he wore number 8 and 24 as well.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he was so good at basketball, he has two numbers retired, which is crazy. But there is a film coming out about his life, his entire basketball journey, Jeremy, his entire basketball life, as well as some of the off-the-court things that he did with his philanthropy work and all that stuff. So that'll be coming out soon, and you can watch that on streaming devices. So that'll be kind of cool. Obviously, Mamba, I mean, he was notorious everywhere around the world. He was kind of like the second coming of Jordan.
Yeah.
And so very well-loved and gone far, far, far too soon along with his daughter. So that's a new Netflix documentary that's coming out soon.
Yeah. Right on, buddy. Thank you for all that. Mm-hmm. Katie, tell us about corn sweat.
Okay, because it's humid, right? And that's not typical for Colorado. Like, but this time of year, a little bit, things can get sweaty. And we can actually thank a certain starchy veggie for that.
Please continue.
Oh, do I have audio?
Yes.
You got to remind me of these things.
You got to remind me.
She thinks just pointing one.
I'm like, why are you
point.
Here, I'm just, because you did that, I'm giving you this again.
I'm going
This corn's so sweaty.
I know.
All right, man, let me find your stupid idea.
I know. I was right, really ready.
There's a thing called corn sweat. Yeah, corn actually can sweat, causing it to feel more humid out there. Let's break it down for you. Corn plants release water vapor through pores as part of their cooling process. Now, in areas where corn is plentiful and large amount of water is released into the air, we're talking about gallons of water, especially over acres of a cornfield. Gallons of water could be released from the actual corn because corn sweat just like we do.
So no joke, when we went to Iowa here a few weeks ago, you know, the corn was near picking time.
Yeah.
And I, no joke, could feel it because we were out on like Nicole's aunt's farm and stuff, and they're surrounded by the cornfields. And you can just feel it as you walk by all that corn.
That's
crazy. It's just moist feeling.
And it's like they're saying like that North Dakota, very similar, the soybeans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Any kind of crop that is grown in abundance can really create this kind of humid effect. And they're saying for us, I mean, Nebraska is right next door, y'all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is a lot of the effect. And also, I mean, there's a lot of just corn, you know, being grown here in Colorado as well. So, and just, you know, farming and whatnot. There's a lot of that type of land out here in Colorado. So even though we're not used to the humidity this time of year, with coupled with the moisture and everything, it's coming from the corn. How crazy is that?
It's like Katie's sports bra. I think. Corn sweat.
That's nothing. It's just corn sweat.
Corn sweat. That's such a gross term.
Katie's got the corn sweat going on. She's at Vasa again.
I couldn't help myself. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the emus. Because last week, do you remember us talking about the emu that got loose in Lakewood and took authorities on the wild emu chase?
Vaguely,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that wasn't the only time a large flightless bird got loose in the metro area. So Friday, another emu went on a big chase in Wildcat. No,
it went
I
on
knew
emo
I
chase.
Was going to say an emu. I knew that was going to happen. But it got loose in Weld County, and this one, believed to be someone's pet, was taken to a safe spot while animal control waited to hear from the owner. But there's actual body cam footage of this one. It is hilarious. There's like five officers trying to chase.
Get down on the ground.
It's the funniest thing. Like, I don't often want to be a police officer, but I was a little jealous of their job in that moment. Because I'm like, this has to be the most fun thing I've ever seen. But yeah, they did catch the emu. And again, two emus on the loose along the Front Range. How crazy is that?
What are the odds of that?
That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. Okay, we do want to get the word out on this because over the weekend, another instance of someone driving the wrong way down I-25. This one happened early yesterday morning, shut down southbound at Orchard for hours. And there is an ongoing investigation here. Alcohol is expected to be a factor. The two people in the car where the alcohol was expected, they were taken to the hospital. Everyone's expected to be okay. But they're just reminding people, like, one, when you see emergency vehicles on the side, get over, because that apparently caused an issue yesterday. But also, be aware, this isn't the first time this has happened, even in the summer months. I mean, this happened like three times this season alone. So just getting the word out about that. Be careful when it comes to
driving.
That
get the word out, Katie.
It's like
go the right way on the highway.
Go the right way. But
brought to you by Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Cautious. No, they're saying like even like when you see someone coming at you the wrong way on a highway, since this is becoming so much more prevalent than they want it to be, immediately get on the side of the road and try and get away from these
people.
Yeah, that's good advice.
That are, you
it's
know,
don't hit the car.
Anyway, we just wanted to get the word out because it's happening a lot. It's happening.
It is. It's so weird how often that's happening now,
because
you just take for granted that everybody's going the correct way on the highway.
You just kind of assume
you expect
that
it. Yeah.
People on the southbound lanes are going south, you know. But
guys, don't drink and drive. Come on.
Then we do have this story out of Littleton, because a group of women in Littleton, they are having a tradition that is just amazing. So their names are Molly, Kristen, Aaron, and Kelly, and they have been camping in their parents' backyard for 30 years. Like, every year they do this tradition of they go to mom and dad's backyard and they all camp in it. And we have some audio from that as well, which
we've been spending the night in my parents' backyard in this tent since 1995. We always make burgers, we always make s'mores.
But I'm really proud. Like, as a teacher, I like sharing this with my students. Again, everyone's always impressed too that we've made it this long for this tradition. So
yeah, it's good. It's cool.
Feels really special.
Yeah.
I think that female friendship's extremely important. I think
the
We didn't really understand what we were doing when we were little, but it's been like the most consistent thing in my life.
What are they stopping?
Let me do that story first so I can have that through that entire.
I'm sorry. Katie.
Always do that. Those kind of stories first.
I liked the corn story first today, but I knew you guys would love that.
Corn is so human. See? Stop being so human.
I know. I'm sorry.
So they get together and have a camp out.
You. They do every year. And again, for 30 years, they've been doing this.
Yeah, since I was born.
It's making the news. And so, yeah, they go into their parents' backyard and have the. I think it's funny because it is just a sleepover, and we're just trying to find, you know, excuses to hang out with our friends as adults. And
right.
I love it, right? Because it's like, you know, this is mommy time. We've been doing it for 30 years. Don't you ruin it now, you know?
You're shuffling out of the house with six bottles of wine.
Exactly.
It's time to camp for
mommy.
You know
what day this is.
Mommy's going camping this weekend. Out of my way, you little demon
Stop!
Hunters. Get out of my way. Go. It's mommy time. Where's my sleeping bag?
Under the stars.
Under the stars.
Under the stars.
Glass of Moscato.
The way they all talk like that, I think they're all single, and that's why they camp together.
Josh is like, just a
hunch.
They're
all married with children, and they
just a hunch. They're looking for love.
I think they are single. Yeah, I think they're
just a hunch, huh?
That's why they have the free time to camp in their backyards.
Good
no
job,
dates.
Ladies.
Is your schedule clear this weekend for camping? Yeah, no dates here. What's going on here with us? Let's go camping. Okay. Oh my god. Oh, we're just joking. They sound lovely.
They do.
That's a
good
fun thing to
those
do.
Ladies.
That's
Put
a lot
your
of
priorities.
Fun. That's right. Friendship.
Yes.
There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here in the morning.